Harry had inherited just one thing from his father, a long and silvery invisibility cloak. It was their only chance of sneaking out of the school to visit Hagrid without anyone knowing about it. They went to bed at the usual time, waited until Neville, Dean, and Seamus had stopped discussing the Chamber of Secrets and finally fallen asleep, then got up, dressed again, and threw the cloak over themselves. The journey through the dark and deserted castle corridors wasn't enjoyable. Harry, who had wandered the castle at night several times before, had never seen it so crowded after sunset. Teachers, prefects, and ghosts were marching the corridors in pairs, staring around for any unusual activity. Their invisibility cloak didn't stop them making any noise, and there was a particularly tense moment when Ron stubbed his toe only yards from the spot where Snape stood standing guard. Thankfully, Snape sneezed at almost exactly the moment Ron swore. It was with relief that they reached the oak front doors and eased them open. It was a clear, starry night. They hurried towards the lit windows of Hagrid's house and pulled off the cloak only when they were right outside his front door. Seconds after they had knocked, Hagrid flung it open. They found themselves face to face with him, aiming a crossbow at them, Fang, the boarhound, barking loudly behind him.
"Oh," he said, lowering the weapon and staring at them. "What are you two doing here?"
"What's that for?" said Harry, pointing at the crossbow as they stepped inside.
"Nothing, nothing," Hagrid muttered. "I've been expecting... Doesn't matter. Sit down. I'll make tea."
He hardly seemed to know what he was doing. He nearly extinguished the fire, spilling water from the kettle on it, and then smashed the teapot with a nervous jerk of his massive hand. "Are you okay, Hagrid?" said Harry. "Did you hear about Hermione?"
"Oh, I heard all right," said Hagrid, a slight break in his voice.
He kept glancing nervously at the windows. He poured them both large mugs of boiling water— he had forgotten to add tea bags, and was just putting a slab of fruit cake on a plate when there was a loud knock on the door. Hagrid dropped the fruit cake. Harry and Ron exchanged panic-stricken looks, then threw the invisibility cloak back over themselves and retreated into a corner. Hagrid checked that they were hidden, seized his crossbow, and flung open his door once more.
"Good evening, Hagrid."
It was Dumbledore. He entered, looking deadly serious, and was followed by a second, very odd-looking man. The stranger was a short, portly man with rumpled grey hair and an anxious expression. He was wearing a strange mixture of clothes, a pinstriped suit, a scarlet tie, a long black cloak, and pointed purple boots. Under his arm he carried a lime-green bowler.
"That's Dad's boss," Ron breathed. "Cornelius Fudge, the Minister of Magic."
Harry elbowed Ron hard to make him shut up. Hagrid had gone pale and sweaty. He dropped into one of his chairs and looked from Dumbledore to Cornelius Fudge.
"Bad business, Hagrid," said Fudge in rather clipped tones. "Very bad business. Had to come. 4 attacks on Muggleborns. Things have gone far enough. Ministry's got to act."
"I never," said Hagrid, looking imploringly at Dumbledore. "You know I never, Professor Dumbledore, sir."
"I want it understood, Cornelius, that Hagrid has my full confidence," said Dumbledore, frowning at Fudge. "Look, Albus," said Fudge uncomfortably, "Hagrid's record's against him. Ministry's got to do something. The school governors have been in touch."
"Yet again, Cornelius, I tell you that taking Hagrid away will not help in the slightest," said Dumbledore. His blue eyes were full of a fire Harry had never seen before.
"Look at it from my point of view," said Fudge, fidgeting with his bowler. "I'm under a lot of pressure. Got to be seen to be doing something. If it turns out it wasn't Hagrid, he'll be back and no more said. But I've got to take him. Got to. Wouldn't be doing my duty."
"Take me?" said Hagrid, who was trembling. "Take me where?"
"'For a short stretch only,' said Fudge, not meeting Hagrid's eyes. "'Not a punishment, Hagrid, more a precaution. "'If someone else is caught, you'll be let out with a full apology.'
"'Not Azkaban,' croaked Hagrid.
Before Fudge could answer, there was another loud rap on the door. Dumbledore answered it. It was Harry's turn for an elbow in the ribs. He'd let out an audible gasp. Mr. Lucius Malfoy strode into Hagrid's hut, swathed in a long black travelling cloak, smiling a cold and satisfied smile. Fang started to growl. "'Already here, Fudge,' he said approvingly. "'Good, good.
"'What are you doing here?' said Hagrid furiously. "'Get out of my house!'
"'My dear man, please believe me, I have no pleasure at all in being inside your—' "'Do you call this a house?' said Lucius Malfoy, sneering, as he looked around the small cabin. "'I simply called at the school and was told that the headmaster was here.' "'And what exactly did you want with me, Lucius?' said Dumbledore. He spoke politely, but the fire was still blazing in his blue eyes.
"'Dreadful thing, Dumbledore,' said Mr. Malfoy lazily, taking out a long roll of parchment. "'But the governors feel it's time for you to step aside. "'This is an order of suspension. "'You'll find all 12 signatures on it. "'I'm afraid we feel you're losing your touch. "'How many attacks have there been now? "'Two more this afternoon, wasn't it? "'At this rate there'll be no Muggleborns left at Hogwarts.' And we all know what an awful loss that would be to the school.
Now, see here, Lucius, said Fudge, looking alarmed. Dumbledore suspended? No, last thing we want just now.
The appointment or suspension of the headmaster is a matter for the governors, Fudge, said Mr. Malfoy smoothly. And as Dumbledore has failed to stop these attacks...
"'Now, look, Lucius, if Dumbledore can't stop them,' said Fudge,
whose upper lip was sweating now,
"'I mean to say, who can?'
"'That remains to be seen,' said Mr. Malfoy with a nasty smile. "'But as all 12 of us have voted—'
Hagrid leapt to his feet, his shaggy black head grazing the ceiling.
"'And how many did you have to threaten and blackmail before they agreed, Malfoy, eh?'
he roared.
"'Dear, you know that temper of yours will lead you into trouble one of these days, Hagrid,' said Mr. Malfoy. "'I would advise you not to shout at the Azkaban guards like that. They won't like it at all.'
"'You can't take Dumbledore!'
yelled Hagrid, making Fang the boarhound cower and whimper in his basket.
"'Take him away, and the Muggleborns won't stand a chance. There'll be killings next.'
"'Calm yourself, Hagrid.' said Dumbledore, sharply. He looked at Lucius Malfoy. "'If the governors want my removal, Lucius, I shall, of course, step aside.'
"'But!'
stuttered Fudge.
"'No!'
growled Hagrid. Dumbledore had not taken his bright blue eyes off Lucius Malfoy's cold grey ones. "'However,' said Dumbledore, speaking very slowly and clearly, so that none of them could miss a word, "'you will find—' that I will only truly have left this school when none here are loyal to me. You will also find that help will always be given at Hogwarts to those who ask for it.